We are learning Masechtas Beya, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last line of Tezvav Amud Beis. Tani Rav Tachlifa Achud Rav Noyi. We learned in the Braisa of Rav Tachlifa, the brother of Rav Noyi, Chizah. Kol Mezoinoisa Shal Adam Ketzuvim Loim Reish Hashana. All a person's Mezoinis, how much money he's going to make, is all set from Rosh Hashanah. V'ad Yom Kippurim, and the Bach has Gersa V'ad next Rosh Hashanah, V'ad Yom Reish Hashanah. Besides for the money spent for Shabbos, for the Yitzhahs of Shabbos, for the expenses of Shabbos, and Yitzhahs Yontif, for the expenses of Yontif, but Yitzhahs Bonav Atama Torah, for the money spent to teach his children Torah. And Rashi explains what that means is that whatever you're going to make that year is already a katsuv, it's already set, there's a cheshbon around, this is how much money you can make for the year. And you have to be careful not to spend, overspend, because you might not have enough money. But there's one exception, that for Shabbos, you could spend more, and if you spend more, Hashem will make sure you'll get that money back. And if you spend less, you'll get a little less money. Like the Mara says, Hashem picheis pir peiches loy, if you spend less, you'll have a little less. And hoisif mesivim loy, if you spend more, you'll have more. But that does not go into the cheshbon of Rosh Hashanah, the money you spend for Shabbos, you're unto them for teaching your children Torah. Amravo, Mikra, where's there a Zeicher in the Pasuk for this? It says in the Pasuk, Tiku b'chaydish, and this was me right that the Mezoinis is Kotsuv, is set by the beginning of the year. And the Pasuk says, Tiku b'chaydish shofar, you blow the shofar, b'kesel yom chagenu. B'kesel yom chagenu, what does it mean, kesel? Kesel means the day that it's covered. Ezu chag, which yomtiv, shachaydish v'shkasavoy, that the moon is not visible. The only yomtiv, the moon is not visible, is Rosh Hashanah, because every other yomtiv is more into the month. For example, Sukkot and Pesach on the 15th day of the month, and the moon is a full moon. Even on Shavuos, it's the 7th or 8th, the 6th or 7th day of the month, which is also, you see the moon already. Mashenka Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, you don't see the moon. So which day, which Yom Tov is the moon covered? Havayim Ezeh Rosh Hashanah, that's the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. 7, the Pasuk says further, Ki Choyk Li Yisrael Hu Mishpat Lelekei Yaakov. The Pasuk says, the next Pasuk, Ki Choyk Li Yisrael Hu Mishpat Lelekei Yaakov, that's a Choyk, that this is a day when there's a Choyk Li Yisrael. Choyk means that there's a set amount of Mezoinis. My Mashma, the High Choyk Lashon Mezoinis. How do you know Choyk means Mezoinis? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Va'ochlu, it says, Rak Admas HaKahanim, it's a Pasuk in the Torah, in the end of parashas Vayigash, Rak Admas HaKahanim Loikana, Ki Choyk LeKahanim Is Paroi, Va'ochlu Es Chukam HaShnoshlam Paroi. So you see, Chukam is, there's a set amount of food that's for them. Hashutra Mahach of this Pasuk, Hatufeni Lechem Chuki, which is a Pasuk in Mishlei. And there you see again, the Lashon Chukki, Hashaychus to Lechem, Hashaychus to food. And we see the first day of the year, on Rosh Hashanah, it's set how much money he's going to make, how much mezonos he's going to have. But the Gemara is saying that does not apply to a Yitzhah Shabbos V'yontiv and a Yitzhah for Talmud Torah, the expenses to teach children Torah. Tayin Lutin Abraisa. Amar Lav Hashem Yazokin, Kol Yomav, all his days, every day of the week, Hoyoichel L'Chavet Shabbos. He ate L'Chavet Shabbos. How is that possible? How can he eat on Sunday L'Chavet Shabbos? The Gemara explains, Motza Behemah, he found a nice behemah, Amazul Shabbos, let's save it for Shabbos. But Motza Acheres Noman, he found another behemah even better than that, so he ate this, Menichas Hashnia, now he has a second one prepared Shabbos, Hoyoichel L'Chavet Shabbos. And it turns out Rashi says, even the first one he's eating is in order that the second one should be for Shabbos. So it turns out even the first one he's eating is a L'Chavet Shabbos, therefore everything he did, even in Sunday, Monday, was always, he's eating L'Chavet Shabbos. Avahil HaZakin had a different shita. He had a different mahalach. Avahil HaZakin, Mida Acheres L'Chavet. Everything was Shem Shemayim, which means Rashi says, they'll get something all the Shabbos. Every day took one day at a time. Today, I have something nice to eat it. Oh, Shabbos? It's Hashem. Shabbos, Hashem will provide for Shabbos. Hashem will provide for Shabbos. Now, Baruch Hashem, Yoim Yoim, and Rashi says, the end of the passage is Yamas Lanu, which means Hashem will pile on us all the Shefa and the Tzrochim that we need. And every day, Hashem gives us a new bracha. Tayin Avahachi, we talk about the Brisa, the same type of ideas, like Hashem Mesil. From Sunday ready, put your mind to the Shabbos coming up. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Basil says, no, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Every day is his own day, and Hashem will help us on the next day for the next day. If someone gives a gift to his friend, you don't have to let him know. That means that maybe you would think that, you know, he's going to sit there and wonder, who is this coming from? And maybe you should dafka tell him. So he says, you don't have to tell him. I bring a riot. Shnema, umoisha lo yodak ikaron arponov. So he brings a raya. Moshe came down from the mountain. His face had a shine like horns. It was a beautiful shine. And he didn't know. It says Moshe lo yada until when he came to say over Torah to Klal Yisrael, and they told him, you know, you can't look at you. They had to put on a mask to cover the Karan Arpanov. He put on a masveh to cover it. He didn't know. So why not Hashem tell him? Vayistos, he's even here. Noisim atonel chaver. You don't have to tell him. The Gemara, the Kasha, Meisve, we have not like that. We make a drasha like that. The Raisa brings it, makes a drasha not like that. The pasuk says, "Va'ata dabre al bnei Yisrael leimor." Speak to bnei Yisrael. Hashem says, "Ach es shab soisai tishmayru ki oisi beini beneichem darisechem adas kani Hashem mekadoshchem." As the pasuk says, that tell the Yidden, what does it mean? Only Kosh Baruch Hu with Moshe. Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe like this: Moshe, matana toive yeshli v'esgnozai. I have a special present in my storehouses. It was Shabbos Shema. The name is Shabbos. My name is Vakesh Litnali Yisrael. I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. Leich v'diya Yisrael. Go let them know that I have a special present for them. And Rav Shimon Gamil, Hanoisim pas latino k'tarach l'diya l'imay. And Rav Shimon Gamil said, but here you see, if you have a tinuk, you have a child over at your house, and you give him supper, you should tell the mother. So you see from here in this brisa, that you have, if you give someone a talit, you should let him know. And Mashenkein, Rav Chanina, Rav Chava Rav Chanina said that you don't have to let him know. He brought a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Merloi Kasha. Hom Matana David Leguye. By Matana, they didn't find out about. He'll know that he got a Matana. Like by the case of Moshe, it's obvious. Someone's going to tell him that your face is shining, so you don't have to tell him to give you Matana. But Shabbos, the Shabbos not Matana. Hom Matana David Leguye. But Shabbos or the halacha that you have to let the mother know that you gave him bread. So then, he's not going to know about it. Mother's not going to know about it. So it's good. You should let him know. Let her know. Break the Gemara. Shabbos not matana David Gluya. Isn't Shabbos a matana David Gluya? So the Gemara answers, no. Matan schoro lo David Gluya. You're right. The Shabbos that we rest on Shabbos, that we'll know about. We're going to find out. But the matan schoro, part of the matana toiva of Shabbos is that everything you do on Shabbos is a special schar. You eat on Shabbos special schar. You learn on Shabbos special schar. That's lo David Gluya, and that. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, tell Klai so I have a matana toiva, a special thing called Shabbos. So the Gemara Vayta, Amar, Mekan Amar Shem Gamila, Noisim Pasa, Tinok Tzarech Lodi L'Imai. We learn out from the Braisa about Shabbos, that if you give supper, you give bread to a Tinok, you tell them all. My Avalei, how do you let them all know? They don't have phones in those days. What do you do? Shaif Le Mishcha, you smear some oil on his head, Umol Le Kochla, and you fill his eyes with some eye makeup. And then he comes back all dressed up, and the mother asked the kid, like, what happened to you? She said, he smeared oil for me, and they gave me supper. And this way he finds out. This way she finds out what the neighbor gave. But these days, the Chashin L'Chashafim, that if he comes home all smeared with oil, people will be worried that maybe this is some kind of kishif, some kind of sorcery. So my, what you do? Amrav, Papa, Shaivli Moisamin. You smear on him from what he ate. If he ate peanut butter, you smear some peanut butter on him, and he asks, the mother asks, what's this peanut butter doing? Oh, I got peanut butter. So that's what you should do, to let the mother know. Amrav Yechom Shem Shem Yechoy. Kol mitzvahs, Shenoslam Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Noslam Fahesya. All the mitzvahs that Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael Yisrael, he gave Bifahesya. Chutz v'Shabbos, Shenoslam v'Mitzina. Shabbos is given privately. Shenema Beini Uveim Bnei Yisrael, Ois Hi Le'olam. That I gave that between me and Klal Yisrael was ois. We gave Shabbos. So this Gemara guy always bothered me that all the mitzvahs were given for Hesia besides for Shabbos. Shabbos is one of the Seres Hadibris. So of course Shabbos is given for Hesia. Everyone knew about it. So some say that it's talking about in Mara. In Mara they gave some mitzvahs there. This was given privately. Shabbos was given privately. And others say it means the oiris, the oimik, the depth of Shabbos that was given privately. But it's an interesting Gemara that says that Shabbos was given Bitzina. Okay, but the Gemara says a kash like this. The Goyim should have got an Einish on this. And the way Rashi learns is, Rashi says, V'nan eshkan shechazak karas baruch ala nishon ala Torah. Rashi learns that l'asa lavei, the Goyim will get an Einish for not keeping the Torah. Because they were offered the Torah, and they didn't take it. So they get an Einish for that. And the Gemara's kash is, so how can they get an Einish on Shabbos? It was Beini, Beini Yisrael. They don't even know about Shabbos. How can they get an Einish on that? So, Freik the Marshal, that how do you know maybe the Taka don't get an Einish on Shabbos, only get an Einish on the rest of the Torah. Maybe they don't get an Einish on Shabbos. How do you know they get an Einish on Shabbos? Marshal answers that if they didn't know about Shabbos, they wouldn't get an Einish on the rest of the Torah. Because without that Yom Menucha, you could say, without that Yom Menucha, I can't keep the Torah. That's why I couldn't keep the Torah. I didn't know about Shabbos. That was good for be excuse. I read what it says. He says, the Mashal says, Hikshu bi yeshiva, they're asking yeshiva, Umanolon, Dilma Shabbos to betinim loy la'enchu, there's no einish, Benira, and fit the Mashal be'inai, they have a Shabbos betinim, ki loy la'enchu, nami ashara taira. So you can learn, they could say to themselves, il molem nisat lor yem menucha, and again, kakam ala machas leinu. If we had the yem menucha, we'd be able to kakam ala taira. You see that Shabbos is mamash, makara bracha, that helps us keep the taira. So the kash is, that, listen back to Gemara, the kash is, Nachrim shouldn't get a einish on Shabbos, they didn't know about Shabbos. So tomorrow, no, they told them about Shabbos. Shabbos do they do? They it was the rabbim. They knew about Shabbos. Matan Schar lo yedinu. The Matan Schar was private. Only the Schar was private. And that I get the goyim don't have a ksus for. Matan Schar nami yedinu. Neshama yisera lava yedinu. They knew about the Matan Schar and about Shabbos, but neshama yisera that was given to them privately. Don't Rosh Hashanah Lakish. Neshama yisera nosan akaris baruch of odmer of Shabbos. The Kares Baruch Hu gives Klai Yisrael a special neshama, a new neshama, an extra neshama on Erev Shabbos. So much Shabbos night lemenu, oisahi menu. How do we know? Shneim it says in pasuk Shabbos vayinofash, and we darshin kivin sheShabbos vay avdo nefesh. Once Shabbos over, the nefesh says oi on the nefesh that left me. Now what does it mean on neshama yisera? So Rashi says the Shama Yisera means you have a wide heart in order to have rest and simcha, and you'll be able to eat and drink and not get disgusted by it. But Rashi's mashma is that usually we eat so much, you can't eat so much. But Shabbos, your special Shama Yisera, they're able to eat more and enjoy the menucha and the simcha of Shabbos. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Back to the halachas of Erev Tavshilin. Oysa Odom Tavshom Erev Yomtiv. It says in the Mishnah that a person who wants to be able to cook from Yomtiv to Shabbos, that means Friday is Yomtiv, he wants to cook for Shabbos. So the only way he's allowed to do that, if he makes an Erev Tavshilin, Erev Shabbos, which means he cooks something for Shabbos before Yomtiv, and he sets that aside for Shabbos, and that reminds him that there's Shabbos coming up, and either it's the svara is you start a cooking for Shabbos like Rav Ashi or like Rava, it reminds you to prepare something special for Shabbos. That's an Erev Tavshilin. Omar Abaye, Loishon or Tavshil. You have to, the thing you prepare from before Yom Tov for Erev Tavshilin is bidakko something that's a cooked item, a Tavshil, a dish. I have a pas, but bread, loy. Bread does not work for Erev Tavshilin. To be able to cook, bread doesn't work. Maishno pasta loy. Why doesn't bread work? Ilay me the lafas being an if the pshat is because you need something that's malafes, that the only thing that works for Erev Tavshilin is something that you eat with other things like a dip. Oh, pasta malafas, pasta malafas. What would be the svar why you need a dip? Because that shows something special. Every day you eat bread. That's not something. If you make bread on Erev Yom Tov, you don't see it for Shabbos. You make a special dip. In the weeks you don't have dips. You don't have any like tafsil. You see plain bread. Bread and plain bread. Here, you have something malafas that shows that you're doing something for Shabbos. So if that's the reason. But the problem is like this. For Daisa Nami, but Daiso, just like Farina, Le Malafas is also not a lefes. You don't have a lefes pass with it. You don't eat together. It's not a dip. Domrab Zera, Hanim of Tipshoi, the Achinam Banam, if you eat bread with bread, which means eat bread with other grains, that's a Tipshoi. That's a Tipish. So Dais is not something that's called a lefes. And still, Omrab Nachumi Bar Zacharim, Shenda Abayim, Arvim Daisa, you can do Erev with Daisa. So if the Nakuda that makes something kosher of Erev Tavshilin is that it's a lefes, so then, why is Daisa good? So Gemara says, no, it's not, the kud is not lefes. You need something that's not shriach. Not that you have to have lefes. Something that's not the regular. Pas shriach, pas you have every day. But Daisa lo shriach, Daisa really is something special, even though it's not malafes, it's something special, that can be used for Erev Tavshilin. That's the first girsa. Ika d'amri, oma bai lo yishon ol tafshol a pas loy. Which is the same thing, just the reason will be different. Lo yishon ol tafshol. Only a tafshol can be used for Erev Tavshilin. A pas loy. My time, what's the reason? You live in the middle of shriach, but you need something that's not shriach, or pas shriach, and pas shriach, therefore pas is no good. But when I ask about daisa le shriach, daisa is not shriach, and if it is gersh in the Gemara, it's no good. You can't use farina for erev. Elo, what do you need? Midim lafas b'inon, or pas lem lafsa, but daisa nami lem lafsa. You need something that's malafis to pass. I mean, that's you eat together with pass, you dip with pass. And dice you don't eat together with pass. Om Rav Zera, Hani Bavloi Tipshoi. Only the foolish Bavloian, Babylonians, the Achin Ham Bahama, eat Naham Bahama. So it comes up this Gemara. They need Dafka midi lafas. And Afmin is dice are good. And that's how we actually paskin like this man, the Omar, that the only thing that's kosher for, the only thing that's kosher for Erev Tavshilin is only something that is The only time that it's malafis apasta. I read the halacha on Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Dalit. It says in Shulchan Aruch like this. Shir tafshel, so it says there, there has to be, it's Sif Dalit. Tzorech shiyei tafshel zeh dovushu royu lafis poyis apas, lafuke daisa. We talk a paskin, it can't be daisa, it's something that you eat together with pas. Like, that's why we use the egg. Egg is eaten together with pas. So therefore, that is good for Erev Tafshilim. Zogtavar Avaita, Tani Rav Chia, Adoshim Shavashulek Deira. Your Erev Yomtev, you made lentils for Yomtev, and at the end of the bottom of Gderi, you had some extra lentils. I could put that aside and say, that's my Erev Tafshilim. Shai Mechaleim Shem Erev Tafshilim. Yekuzov is Erev Tafshilim. Bahani Mil, this book is Zayitz, but you need at least a share of Kazayitz. Amrav Yitzchak Beit Rav Yehuda, a similar idea, Sham Nunu Shal Gavi Asakin, leftover fat after you cut the meat on the knife. Goyra, you rub it off. Besomek Lav Mishar Erev Tafshilim. You can put it, you can use the Erev Tafshilim. Bahani Mili, this book is Zayitz, but it has to have at least a Kazayitz. Now, here, the Karma Sanon speaks out that L'chatchila, it's only Samech, only V'dayev, you have nothing else. But L'chatchila should not be Samech on it. Why? Because it's a Bazaar mitzvah to use leftovers for Erev Tafshilim. There's another reason also. There's a Rashi, on Tatezvav, based on the Mishnah. Rashi says, Oise Tafshil, L'shem Erev. Mashma, you have to make the Tafshil L'shem Erev. Here you have to make the Tafshil L'shem Erev. So therefore, it's not L'chatchila. And the Mishabura in Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Sevav and the Bir Halacha brings down both these pshatim as Bizu Mitzvah and as L'shem Erev, that L'chatchila should only use something that's made Dafka L'shem Erev. You should cook off that egg directly special for Erev Tafshilin, and that's more L'chatchila. Zotim Maravayta, Om Rav Asim Rav, Dogim Katan Meluchim. Now we'll just have one line about Bishl Akim. Dogim Katan Meluchim, small fish that can be salted and don't have to be cooked in order to be eaten. If Goy cooks it, it's no problem. Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum is only a problem if it cannot be eaten raw. If it can be eaten raw without cooking, then if the Goy cooks it, there's no problem of chasnus, and we're not worried that that's such a chash of a thing because you can eat it without cooking. So therefore, there's no iser bishul Akum, anything that can be eaten chai. For example, if a Goy cooks up water for you, there's no problem bishul Akum. Why? Because you could drink water raw. So dogim also, since it can be eaten raw by salting it, therefore there's no bishul Akum. Omra Yosef Shalom Nachri, but if Nachri cooked it off, roasted it, Samech Lam Shayat Tashilim, use it to Erev Tashilim. What's the Chiddush? The Naran, it's Mavuya, the Chiddush like this, that even though it's not considered Bishul Gav Bishul Akum, but it's considered a Tafshul Gav Erev Tashilim, because the Maya says it's cooked. Only the Gabi, the Dim Bishul Akum, which is telling Chasnus, which is telling Chashivas, that we say it's not called Bishul Akum. But about that's considered a Tafshul Gav Erev Tafshilim. We have dinner nachri kasta harstano. But if a goy makes you a dish called kasta harstano, which is made with fats from the insides of a fish and flour, so then it's aser. Then it's aser. Why? Because the flour is not nechel chai, and therefore it's issa bishul akum on the flour. Here we're not talking about the flour that was made into a cake, which is pas. It's not pas. It's something that was cooked, and therefore it's a kemach. Kemach, which is flour, is not eaten raw, and it's a problem bishul akum. And therefore, you can't eat it. You can't eat it. Avad, you can't use it either for Erev Tafshilim, you can't eat it. But it's also to eat out Bishul Akum. Or Pshita, of course, I understand. Flour, I can't eat raw. So, if you're more then you would think, Harsana Iker. The Iker is the Shuman Hadogim, which could be eaten raw. The fat of the fish could be eaten raw. And maybe that's the Iker, and therefore it should not be a problem of Bishul Akum. Kemash Malon, Kimcha Iker. Kemash Malon, that the Kemach is Iker, and you go back to the Iker. So, when you have a dish that's mixed with different type of ingredients, whatever's the ikar, that's what is kaveya, that's what makes it qualify for the isser of Bishul Akum. And here, the ikar is the flour, and therefore there's an isser of Bishul Akum on the cast of the harsanah.